All right, Steve. If you could give one piece of advice to young receivers coming into the draft to help them make it, what would it be? What do young receivers, what are they missing?
Young receivers need to catch the ball in training camp, mini camp. Don't overthink things. That's the best advice I give them.
One of our most exciting receivers is Stephon Diggs. Are you familiar with his game?
Never heard of him. Never heard of the big playability that he has.
What do you like about him?
I like everything about his game. I think when they drafted him and what they got, they didn't think that was going to happen. I think he's done so well that they've had, since his rookie year till now, they've had to they've started to change their receiving room to get guys to compliment him, to take the pressure off of him. I think that's one of the reasons, you know, Cordell Patterson hasn't been able to got an opportunity because Stephon's did such an exceptional job, and that's why he moved on to free agency.
Where is he best? Do you move him around, or do you like
you
him?
Continue to keep moving him around. Don't pigeonhole him. Don't say he's a slot or just outside. Allow him to let his play dictate where he plays. I think he's a guy that can play all over.
Vikings also have Adam Thielen. So with Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen, what kind of receiver are they missing? Laquon Treadwell was drafted last year, but what's a missing piece in the wide receiver core?
I don't really think it's a wide receiver issue. I think you got some instability, obviously, with losing your foundation guy, Teddy Bridgewater, and you got those injuries. So I don't think it's really the wide receiver. I think the instability, and then you lose AP. You know, I think it is a team that is changing, and they're figuring out those pieces.
What's Mike Zimmer's reputation for offensive players in the league?
I hated Mike Zimmer. He was always a guy that you had to prepare for. I admire him. When I went against a Mike Zimmer defense, always had to study extra, and that's what he's doing. Xavier Rhodes, what he's done, the player he's become, man. They got a Thursday night game. I'm excited to watch him up close. I think if they can get a guy like him on the other side, I think the young guy from Michigan State,
Trey Wayne.
I think he's starting to find his own. I think it was a lot more pressure on him that shouldn't have been expected, but it was. So I think if they can add a guy in the slot or a guy outside and put him in the slot, I think it will let him come to his own a little bit better and allow less pressure on himself.
Do you remember your first career game in the NFL?
Yes, I do. That was a long time ago.
Where was it?
It was called Metrodome at that time. Yeah. They had the guy with the beard on the motorcycle.
You had a pretty good game.
Yeah, that was the only game we won, so.
I think you returned a kick for a touchdown.
Yes. And the next year it was my first reception. Right. Yeah.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
I know we have a Super Bowl out there. I'm going to be working for that. My body is not prepared for that cold. It's going to be interesting.
With the way you played in Minnesota, you might sound the Gallarhorn.
No, I'm not going to do that. Too many lips have been on that. I'm good.
Thanks, man.
No problem.